Welcome to our Easter Sunday video. We'll be back at 10:45 with our celebration service, but here's my first thought for today. The Gospel of Mark has a strange ending. We are with the women at the empty tomb. The stone is rolled away, and they see a young man wearing a white robe who tells them not to be afraid, that Jesus is risen, and they are to go and tell the disciples and Peter, presumably Peter, because he felt that he'd been excluded from the disciples because he got it so wrong. Then there's this strange ending. Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. That's it. That's how the gospel finishes. It wasn't long before the people who copied the manuscripts added extra words to give the gospel a better ending. My Bible has these words in italics to show that they are not in the earliest copies. Now, people who study these things come to one of two conclusions. Some think that Mark meant to write more. Maybe something happened to stop him, or maybe an early copy got torn and all further copies went back to that one original but torn version. Others, myself included, think that Mark may have meant to end with the word because they were afraid. If I'm correct, Mark wants us to feel that fear too. He wants us to know and feel that being by an empty tomb and hearing the news of resurrection is as scary as it gets. Jesus often told people to be quiet, but it didn't work. When Jesus did a miracle, people passed the word around. What else would we expect them to do? But this is different. This is awesome, turned up to full volume. This is so big, it stops you in your tracks. Like Peter, when he saw Jesus transfigured, there is nothing sensible to say. Soon the church would start to speak. Soon they would make some sort of sense of it, and the people who saw the risen Christ would be able to talk about it. But Mark's gospel signs off with that raw fear that only a resurrection can bring. It is said that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Well, this is what a godly fear looks like. Better to be tongue-tied than to just speak on and miss what is really happening. Thank you for watching this series of videos. If you've missed any, they are all on the Mills Hill Baptist Church Facebook page.